Okay. Thank you all for coming. My name's Abby Snook, and I'll be sort of being your instructor or facilitator of this time.
I'm going to sit over here just because I want to block her view.
I'm hoping this will be a time that we can do some interaction when you can feel like maybe you can reflect a little bit on your own getting older process and whether or not you agree. What I'm going to present to you today is what the media and what research says is good about getting older. And again, your experience may be that that's true, it may not be. This is just sort of stereotypes, ideas that are out there about what those things are. So again, it's not to make you feel like, well, why don't I feel that way, or I do feel that way. It's more just ideas to get us talking about whether or not our experience is like that. So I hope you'll feel free to share among each other as we'll have an opportunity for that. And anyway, so welcome to the class. I tend to like outlines. And your handouts have all the information that's up here on that I'm going to have. There's a couple of quotes that are not on your handout, but otherwise it's all there. So feel free to know that you have the information, even if you miss it. So I'm going to start. I start with an introduction. I'm going to present a few studies about that are research-based about what older people do better. I'm going to then present some opinions about maybe what older people do better, and then we're going to have an opportunity, a group discussion, where I'm going to ask you guys to talk around your tables, and we can end up moving that stuff so you have space.
Who are we hooked up with? Is it up on Haybrook?
It is on Webstream as well. But that isn't. And then the plan after that is I'm going to go into a little bit about what research says about how to be a successful ager, or to age successfully. The new term this day is to be an active ager, and what that means, and some suggestions both for you if you're a caretaker, but also if you're a yourself, how to take care of yourself. So I'm hoping you'll walk away encouraged. That is my main goal in this time together, is that you be encouraged. I'll start with a little introduction about why I'm here. As I said, my name's Abby. I'm actually a physical therapist, but I'm only going to mention exercise once or twice in this whole presentation, I promise. But I just finished 7 years of practicing physical therapy in Ohio. I just moved to this area in November because my husband's job brought me into this area. So right now I'm not practicing physical therapy. I am teaching physical therapy online to a bunch of physical therapy assistant students in Ohio. And I'm also doing a master's of education online. And my main interest is educating older adults. So that seems to be what I've grown to love through my work as a physical therapist, and now what I am interested in. And so when Caroline mentioned that this was an interesting topic to people, that they mentioned it as being a possible topic, it was one I gravitated to right away and said, I think I'd enjoy teaching that. So that's why I'm here. And I would love to just get an idea of, could you just say your name, your age if you'd like to, and if you're a caregiver or you're just here out of interest, can we just have everybody just sort of do that? That would be helpful. I don't promise to remember anybody's name because I am not good at remembering names, so please forgive me. So
I'm Lindy, 53, almost 54.
Okay. I'm 53 too.
Yay. I went to school in Ohio. Where are you from?
I went to school in California. Okay. So
where are you from in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. went to school at the College of Worcester.
Okay, yeah. Very nice.
I'm Steve. I'm actually 68, mm-hmm. and my interest is I'm a retired teacher, and I want to teach my fellow baby boomers on how to prepare for and survive and enjoy retirement.
Great.
Prepare for sort of happy ending, happy trails.
Sounds great to me.
I'm Marcia, and I just turned 65 today.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday. 65
I just,
today. Her
I want to do this part myself without my kids involved. I've been kind of negative because I've had to move around, mm-hmm. and they keep making me downsize, and I don't want to. It's been good so far.
Good.
Without them involved.
Okay.
But I want to show them that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
Excuse me. My name is Patty, and I'm going to be 87 in 2 weeks. Mm. And I'm just here because I thought it sounded interesting.
Great. Great. How about you?
My hearing aid still isn't working. I put a new battery in, but it's still not functioning properly.
Your name?
Mary.
Okay, Mary. And do you want to share how old you are?
What's that?
How old you are?
When I last met you.
That's okay. That's fine.
I still have it.
Okay. All right.
And I'm Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
I'll be 86 in June.
Okay.
I'm here just curiosity and interest.
Okay. Great.
I'm Marie. I'm 79. I am still a caregiver for my husband,
okay.
And I learned the hard way how to take care of myself.
Okay.
Enough said.
Okay.
I'm Margaret, and I'm 75, and a retired teacher, and hopefully going to be an active, growing older person.
Looks like you already are, actually.
I'm Barbara. I'm 81.
Okay.
One of my concerns about getting older is how am I going to survive when I give up driving?
Mm.
I think that's a real hard thing to adjust to.
All right.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I don't have anything that addresses that because we're mainly focusing on what older people do better. And driving, unfortunately, is usually not.
I have to go to another class.
But you should put that down as a suggestion for another class.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I will.
Good. Okay.
Especially up here.
Yeah.
Yes. This is dangerous. Okay, so what I want to first do is talk about I'm sorry. I don't know if I have volume for you. I can't hear you, so.
You don't have to. I think actually you have to turn it on when she can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I know she can hear me. Oh, there you are. Okay. What's your name?
Joanne,
okay, great.
Yes, I work here at Horse Meadow Senior Center, and
okay.
I love the title. I love the grit and wisdom. I think it's very positive.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I can't even take. What's that?
I said I'm not so crazy about the wrinkles, but I love the grit and the wisdom.
Okay, sounds good.
It's a package deal.
Well, I have to tell you that the title actually came from you guys, actually. I said to Caroline, I'll do positive aspects of aging, and I said, but what's a good title? And she actually asked a bunch of you, and you came up with it. So I can't take responsibility for that. So, but what I'd like to do is present to you now a few studies on research that has been done on older people. In general, unfortunately, there's not a lot of research that has been done, and that is one of the limitations about what we know. So we are always trying to encourage, that's one area we're trying to open up to researchers. They should be doing research on older people to find out the answers to many of these things. So, but this first one was a nursing home study. So these people are 80 to 96, all in nursing home, and they're all in Sweden. But they basically And none of them had any cognitive diagnosed problems. And they gave them interviews. And they basically said, how are you experiencing getting older? What do you think of yourself? What gives joy to life? What do you think about death? How are your social relationships? So it's a form of an interview with these people. And what they found is a common thread among these people that they interviewed was these four statements up here. I have better knowledge about myself. I am less self-centered. I am less concerned about my body and also about material possessions. And I accept and I appreciate life. Okay. Do any of these resonate with any of you as far as your
all
experience?
All the above.
Yeah. All the above.
Okay. So that's definitely something that you guys, so this is great, that's good. Okay, then, whoops, wrong button. All right, that's the same information. Okay, then we're going to move on to, this is three different studies that came up with these different statements. And again, these should all be on your handouts. This is now, this is now, it should be not the one with all the blue on it. This one here. Looks like this.
And then that one says continue. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's sure. More on active aging.
Right,
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
You're right. So there's one that says something about active aging. That's not the one on it. You want the one that says research and opinions about aging. Okay. So the first research mentioned here came up with the statement, I am better at thinking about and solving social conflicts. Okay. And basically, they looked at 247 people. This was in Michigan. And they compared three age groups, 25 to 40-year-olds, 41 to 59-year-olds, and 60-plus. They first had them do some cognitive tasks, and there was some, as I said, some delay in people being able to do those. But then they read stories about conflict and read stories, asked advice like Dear Abby type of stuff to these groups. And they actually found that older people were better at seeing another person's perspective, that they were better at allowing for compromise, and that they were better for recognizing the limits of knowledge, meaning that there's something more going on than just what we know, okay? And actually, the authors concluded that older people would be better at legal decisions, counseling, and also intergroup negotiations. So it's basically saying that you are better at dealing with social conflict. And this was actually then they had a bunch of professional counselors come in and verify this information. And it was true. They agreed with them completely that this group of 60-plus were much better than younger people at doing that.
Is that because of your experience of life?
And that's what they attributed to. It's your life experience, the fact that you have been through so much that you know, you understand that there's more going on than just what's on the surface. So, absolutely. So that's one statement. The next one, I am happier. Okay. This was a study done of a Gallup poll. They Gallup polled 340,000 people. Over the phone. This was done by State University of New York at Stony Brook. And they basically found that life satisfaction or happiness was a high around 18. And you can imagine at 18, we're all feeling very full of ourselves and we can do everything and I can vote and whatever. Then they actually found that life satisfaction and happiness actually decreased all the way until the age of 50. And then, guess what? Started back up to the point that a person who's 85 years old, to our 86-year-old, was happier and more satisfied with their life than an 18-year-old. That is what they found. So, and they also, a University of Chicago research also verified the same kind of information, much smaller group of people, but it was face-to-face interviews. So there is some reality in this and again, this may or may not be your experience. I'm not telling you how you should feel. I'm just telling you what they have found from research, and then we're going to have opportunity to talk about it together, okay? So that's where I am happier comes from. And the Charles Schultz, just remember, once you're over the hill, you begin to pick up speed. I found that a good one. And then the last one, I get better at aging as I get older. And this is even if I am showing declines in my physical body, and also my mind doesn't seem to be as quick as it used to be, okay? So get better at aging. Basically, they looked at, this was at UC San Diego, and they took 1,006 community dwelling seniors from age 50 to 99, and did a phone interview and a mail-in survey, and basically found the older that you get, the higher you rated how successful you were at aging, okay? So it seems like, as I said, as you get into the more advanced ages, you feel even better about the fact that you're getting older.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
Do you know actually which one of those is on the sheet, or do you know? Because it sounds fascinating. I mean, the last couple you referred to.
That is specifically that one, which is available public access, so it's the NIH.
Okay.
And we'll come back to this. They did associate this with certain characteristics that made people better at aging, which we'll come back to when we talk about active agers. Okay. So then I wanted to, I did this again. I just seem to want to do that instead of push the right button. Okay. So now we're going to move into what are opinions. And again, the reason I separate research out from opinions is because I put a lot more value in research, because I think people have really tried to be objectively say what's going on. So this is more now opinions that come out in the media. These are just a couple of fun quotes I found. Well, not, the second one's more gray hair is a mark of distinction. But the Queen Mother of England said, "Don't touch my wrinkles in a photograph. I would not want it to be thought that I had lived." Whoops. I lived all these years without having anything to show for it. But there are some good things, and I included taking care of grandkids because it was a physical thing that we did, but enjoy taking care of your grandkids, and actually there has been some research that you're good at it, and also maybe even better than your kids. The parents. But some other, there's a good article in here. I have wrinkles because I have experienced life and all its emotions, and my wrinkles are a realistic form of beauty. There is one research article that actually looked at people who had Botox injections into their face, which are designed to take away wrinkles. They actually found that they were shown videos of emotional circumstances where a normal person would start to show emotion, and they actually showed that people who had Botox showed less emotion. Their faces were less communicative of what was going on. So it was actually that the wrinkles themselves were part of expressing emotion. So anyway, that I thought that was really neat too. Okay. Then we'll move on to wit. These are just statements. I'm not really going to support them. This is what I found just from the multiple articles that I read online. I can handle life's ups and downs, and I've already proved it. This should be
still on. It's just at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, it's on the bottom of the first page, and then if you turn it over. Mm-hmm. Because of this, I have confidence. I have no confidence in this computer right now. Because of this, I have confidence and courage to do what I want. I am not hard on myself and others. I accept who I am and can laugh at myself. I have more compassion for others and understand other points of view, back to that research we just heard about. I am more positive and I'm more alive. And then on the area of wisdom, philosopher Bertrand Russell said, the whiter my hair becomes, the more people are ready to, more ready people are to believe what I say. And some of the things that people talk about with respect to how older people feel are, I am fulfilled with my life. I can finally slow down and really be alive and notice things. I do what I want to do and I know who I am. I enjoy ordinary experiences more. I know that I cannot please everyone. I have fewer relationships sometimes, but they are closer and more intimate. I have experience, so I can make better decisions. And this was a, did show, this was a research article that showed that older air traffic controllers were better able to handle decision making. They were better able to see the whole situation and again make good decisions. And they also showed in some gambling research that an older person was able to walk away from the table and realize that they weren't going to win anymore, whereas a younger person had the tendency to stay too long. Okay, so I'm more spiritual, there's a lot of that, and also I am more generous with my resources. So my ideas now was to have you guys get together in your groups and talk about basically all of these statements and your experiences. And again, I don't ever want you to feel like it's right or wrong. Okay, you may say, I don't agree with this. This is not my experience of life, and it doesn't mean anything. It just means that you, that, as I said, these are just sort of stereotypes, ideas. But I'd like you to be able to talk to each other, especially if you can share experiences. I'm 53. I'm trying to look forward and to prepare for being older. And I would love to learn from all of you what you feel. And we could even add to this list. If you come up with something, I'd love to add to this list of ideas of what you think are good things about getting older. So maybe I could have you come over here and join this group.
Oh, sure.
And we're just going to take some time. And we'll see you like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm actually going faster than I thought. Oh, my goodness. Usually you think as a teacher that you'd have like no time. But anyway. So, and I will go ahead and I'm going to mute this as far as, because we are on a web stream right now. So you can feel free to talk about within the groups. At the end, if there's anyone who'd like to share something personal and or I mean on the web stream, we can do that or mute it again. So
where are those people?
Where are you guys?
We're from Woodsville, I think.
So you're connected with another senior center?
Yes. Uh huh. They want to know where you're from.
Horse Meadow Senior Center.
Okay.
North
Hayward. Yeah. Okay, great. And then there's also, this is also being web streamed, so that's what I, as far as like web, so.
It's on the web, okay.
All right, so I am going to use this, I'm going to go ahead and take it off web stream. And
You guys weren't listening over there.
Okay, so I thought this was great. You guys did a great job. I really appreciate, and I do want to encourage you. What you have been doing is what's called informal learning. And that means you're learning from each other. It's a, just coming to this class is, you know, you're not getting a grade or anything like that. But this is the best form of learning for you. And it's, again, you learn so much from each other. So I really encourage you to use each other that way and just learn from each other's stories and encouragement. So I wanted to move just into the area of, I don't know if they're listening anymore. Anyway, but this is the other sheet, again, not the one with the blue, but it's, it has on the top about active aging. And I mention active aging because that's the term that's being used now in for the idea of someone growing older who is not active physically, although physically is part of it, but active in all areas of life. And the idea that someone who is an active ager is aging well, that they live longer, they have, again, enjoy the life that they have more. And so this is, there's a whole industry now called the active aging industry. There's a journal called the Journal of Active Aging. I was telling you, and it has some very concrete ways to just encourage you into how to get online, how to, you know, talks about resiliency, depression. Anyway, so what I'm going to present here first are, again, some of the research articles, and again we're going to move more into opinions, but this is linked to that same article that said that as you get older, you get better at being older. The two things that they found when they looked at people in this study was that resiliency was important. And resiliency is that ability, the fact that you have gone through losses. We're all in the process of grieving losses and ability to drive cars, ability to not be able to do the splits anymore, what it is that what you're grieving. But that is, it is, but that ability to go through and walk through that process and still be upright and positive. So that's what they mean by resiliency. And also, lack of depression is, and they actually found in this study, this was just as important as taking care of your physical body. Again, I hate to say this because I'm a physical therapist and all I care about is you physically being active. But the fact is, it's just as important for you to work on being resilient and to work on ways to keep depression out of your life, because it takes away from being an active ager, from positively aging. They did do a couple of studies, 3,219 adults 60 and older from Philadelphia and the four surrounding counties. They did a survey, and from it, the second and third point come out, that if you participate in a group, we're right doing that right now, okay, if you have a sense of belonging, whether that's belonging to your poetry group or it's belonging to the Aging Resource Center or belonging to your neighborhood, any sort of sense of belonging, it's also, all these things make you rate your health, your physical health, better, okay? And the last one, neighbors willing to help, is another thing to ask yourself. Who are the people I live next door to? Could I go to them and ask for something if I needed to, and are they willing to help? Those were all found to be related to more of a better self-rated health. Again, in the same study, trusted neighbors, sense of belonging, and neighbors willing to help are also related to less depression, okay? So think about, one of the things you can think about is, who are the people you are surrounding yourself with? And do you trust them?
No.
Can you go to them if you needed help? All those things, if you're able to do that, are helpful to you in being active aging. The next one, if you want to increase your memory, add social relevance or morals, basically that talks about, there were two articles that said, basically they took people and they just said, remember this. There was no context, okay? But then when they took, they said, remember this, but they associated it with an emotion, with a moral judgment, or with some kind of social, as I said, social relevance, people could remember much better. So the idea is that if something, again, is important for you to remember, try to associate an emotion with it, or try to associate a relationship with it, or have some kind of relevance that way, and you will remember it much better, is what the research showed. And of course, as a physical therapist, I have to do the last one. They have shown that older adults who participate in physical activity show higher performance on cognitive tasks. So they have less age-related brain tissue loss and increases in efficiency of brain function. But my important thing I will stress here, activity does not mean going to the gym, okay? Activity can be gardening, it can be vacuuming, it can be walking to the corner. What ideas? Yes.
Dancing? Walking?
Yes, absolutely. Any kind of activity is, and I always encourage all of the older adults that I've worked with as a physical therapist, I do not think that being active is sitting on a new step doing this for, you know, that is activity. I'm not saying that's bad, but activity, the idea of what that means has to be broadened, because we are active, we're walking, we're doing things, and as long as we're doing that, so
I accept that.
Would you consider playing music a physical activity?
Playing music, which you mean listening to music?
No, playing music. Playing actually physically instrument? Playing an instrument. Yeah. Yeah,
what instrument? I know a lot about music. So.
Seriously? Yeah. All right, let's challenge it. Ukulele.
A ukulele? All right, that's I know more of the symphonic instruments.
Right, well,
okay,
but
I play the violin. Violin.
Same thing, four strings.
Okay, four strings.
Now, you're moving your arms. I'm moving.
I'm moving my arms.
If you saw Jake Shimaburu at Tupelo the other day, he was like dancing over the stage.
Okay,
am I involved? You're doing two things. You're integrating your muscles and your brain.
Absolutely.
So there's a huge amount of imprinting or neurogenesis going on in doing that. And plus I go to ukulele club.
Plus I can guarantee that my heart rate is up because I'm physically moving and
exactly.
enjoying the music.
And well, ukulele to me is the perfect antidepressant.
Okay.
Really?
Very cool. Then you should be doing that because that's...
Beats a pill any day.
So, but yes, I really do want to encourage you to broaden your idea of what it means to be active physically, because it really is
It can be whatever you enjoy doing,
especially one I would very much reinforce, something you enjoy doing. Because the fact is, if you're doing something you don't enjoy, who keeps doing anything they don't like enjoy?
It's pretty boring, those machines at the health club.
Okay. These are now more opinions, again, and not associated with research, but allow a more positive outlook on life to emerge as being, again, part of active aging. Staying mentally and physically active, we already talked about. Try to work out conflicts with affection, even with neighbors.
Abby, can I say,
yes.
Could you back up to the physical?
Sure.
Because you mentioned, we were talking about this earlier before the group started, about yoga and Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a sort of a brainless go to the gym activity. That's actually incredibly integrative kind of activity.
Absolutely.
Especially
mm-hmm.
meditation and breath work and balance. And
the only thing, it's hard to say that's a cardiovascular exercise just by the definitions of how high the heart rate should rise in order to be doing cardiovascular work.
Okay, so when you say physical activity, what do you mean by, you're talking aerobic type of activity? Or resistance training?
Oh,
you have to raise your heart rate.
Resistance training?
I have to look up what they said.
To raise your heart rate to a certain rate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To be beneficial, at least at this time.
Right.
Not that it's not good to play the instrument.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather than just sitting.
Well, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, recommends Tai Chi as the actually best exercise for seniors.
They were talking about aerobic fitness.
Okay.
Is what they were reviewing in here. Now, this is just a review article, it wasn't a...
Super, no, that's good. I don't do aerobics.
So, well...
I walk a lot and do yoga.
Yeah. Well, walking's aerobic.
Is it really? I mean, I've been pampered, it's all aerobic.
Yeah.
It's all uphill.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, gosh, walking is the best exercise for you.
Okay.
Encourage you all to walk forever. So cheap, best thing for you.
Except when it's icy. That sort of takes it away.
Okay. Try to work out, as I said, conflicts with affection, maintain social contact by planning your day to include others, and develop new interests and indulge in small pleasures. Again, this is what the opinions of the... I did want to include to you, some of you are caregivers for other people. And in that case, this was some of the advice that I found when you're talking about taking care of another person. They talk about setting goals. One of the main focus of what they were saying here is build challenges into every activity so that the people have opportunities to incorporate new successes. Review and remind the person about how they faced and overcame previous challenges. If you can just make small little goals for them to do, it will help them so much because they can have that sense of accomplishment, which we all need to do.
We should have a course before our parents get to that point.
I'm sorry?
We should have a course before our parents get to that point.
Yeah. It's true. But...
I mean, I just took on more responsibility from my mother's, you know.
Yeah.
But we had a great time. I didn't know she had Alzheimer's.
Sure.
Thank you, Abby. I gotta go.
You're welcome.
I got a crush.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. But as I said, I think the focus of what this article was saying was that, again, it helps us in life if we can, instead of like, my goal is to walk 30 minutes, and I work all the time with my clients as far as, you know, in physical therapy the same way. You have to break it down. You have to make it into small little goals. Mm-hmm. The fact is that person may never be able to walk 30 minutes, but maybe they can walk to the mailbox and back, and that took 5 minutes. The fact if they do that every day is so much better for them than if they didn't, mm-hmm. you know. And you can encourage them and say, did you go to the mailbox today? Great, you got the mail. I mean, those kind of things just help a person to still have goals and to still, you know, work toward those goals, and that can be really helpful. So, the last thing I wanted to talk about was the importance of engagement. Excuse me. Engagement is a big word that's come out in education. For you that have been teachers, the idea of that we don't teach our students in the sense that I stand up here and be the expert and you're supposed to take in everything that I learn or I tell you and spit it back out to me. But the idea that if you want a good learner, someone who's really taking things in, that they need to be engaged with their learning. It has to be important to them. It has to be part of who they are. Okay. And the same thing is happening in the active aging industry. I think you probably all have seen older people sitting around doing activities that they maybe don't like to do just to be busy.
Playing bingo.
Yeah. Well, some people love bingo. Bingo is not wrong. People love to read. People love puzzles. Puzzles are wonderful, too. But the idea that every single person should be doing puzzles sitting in a day health center is wrong. I mean, not everybody enjoys puzzles. Not everybody wants to do them. And so the idea of engagement is actually that we're doing people a disservice by keeping them busy. It'd be much better to find out what they really love to do. What they really like to do, poetry, or what, you said you loved reading.
Yeah,
I love that you brought up reading late in life. It doesn't matter that you didn't like it, you love it now. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, you could talk to, you're both readers, mm-hmm. right? You could talk together about books. But finding something that you really enjoy and just learning about it. You have, like you said, Google it.
Yeah.
Google is learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's a wonderful resource that you can use if you're on the computer. I'm not,
you need to check into the activities room when you're in the hospital because there's nothing there.
Right.
I mean, I'd go nuts. Right. I do.
But it says the stereotype that keeping older people busy is a good indicator of well-being can be a barrier to optimize active aging. And engagement needs to be uniquely defined for each individual and understood in the context of each person's needs, interests, and sources of meaning. So that, you know, this is a lot more work. And if you want to find a good place for your older parent to be, or I go to their activities coordinator and say, what are you going to do to find out what my mom likes to do? Or how much are you going to use me to find out? Because I may be a great resource for what my mom likes to do. But that's much more important than them finding that out about your parent than, again, handing them a bunch of things that they can do, okay? So in the end, it's much better to have something you really love to do and enjoy that's specific to you. And it says, people of all ages seek meaning and purpose in their lives, and this desire for fulfillment does not stop when one turns 65, 85, or 105. So all of you here, including myself, we all are seeking meaning and purpose. And so the things that we should be doing should have meaning, and they should have purpose in our lives. Okay? So, I'll get off my soapbox. Okay. Okay, that's as far as information. That was what I had available. This is just another nice quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, "Beautiful young people are accidents of nature. Beautiful old people are works of art." So,
I believe that.
And then the other resource that this is references. That's the blue. That is the page.
Yeah.
That all the blue. That's all the articles. Now, all the ones that are listed there are available to you. So if you are computer savvy, all you need is those links, and you can find the articles that I used, the research articles. So a couple of the articles you can't get other than the abstract, which is just a summary of the article. But to be honest, often that's all I read is the summary because it's too technical otherwise. So that's all available to you to use if you'd like or not use. And then the last thing you have is on the back of your first sheet, the introduction. It's a chart, looks like this, successful aging inventory. This is not, it's just a tool. It's just like any other tool. But if you ever want to use it on yourself or someone else, it looks at all the various, hopefully all the various aspects of life and just asks you to self-rate yourself on how are you doing in those different areas. And, you know, if you find it might help you identify an area you'd like to grow in or do better with, you know. So.
Abby, one thing that I did, you know, every time you go to the hospital, do you have a... will or something, you know.
Yeah.
I finally did all of that. I wanted to get it all out of the way. I don't want anybody
Good.
Asking me. Yeah.
Good.
It was a hard thing to do, though.
Yeah, they do ask that.
I mean, everything. Who's going to have my
all right.
dog?
Well, that's all the information I have. You're certainly welcome here to stay, and I can show you any of the articles if you'd like, or ask me questions, or get yourself a cup of coffee and finish a little early, and that's good. So. Hour and a half is a long time.